This is BPR News. I'm Jeremy Loeb. Maybe your New Year's resolution this year was to get in better shape. If so, you're not alone. A visit to the downtown Asheville YMCA any given day, you'll find hundreds of people doing their best to shed those holiday pounds or just generally get in a better routine. For some, that means swimming laps. And swimmers are finding those lanes more crowded these days. Sam McIntyre is a lifeguard at the YMCA.
There's always kind of like an influx of people. I've worked at a couple other pools, and the first 2-3 months of the year are always packed.
After that, McIntyre says the numbers drop off. Most research shows the vast majority of New Year's resolutions fail by February. McIntyre thinks the way to stave that off is to just find something you love doing.
And do it for you, you know, like no external motivation. Because if you're going to do it for you, you know, you're going to keep doing it. But if you're doing it for like something else, it's going to be really easy to be like, when that goes away, you'll be like, never mind. Like, so just find something that you love to do.
John Tilley has been swimming all his life and tries to go twice a week.
It's the only way I can keep in shape because I tore my knee up and I used to play basketball.
Where some people may have trouble motivating themselves, Tilley has been able to stick to his routine, even on those days when he's not feeling it.
I just tell myself I always feel better after a workout.
Lap swimming isn't the only way to get in shape in the pool. Joanna Reinhardt is a water aerobics teacher with over 20 years of experience. She says water aerobics is great, especially for those ages 55 and up.
It works all the joints, it works the cardiovascular system, and it also works strength and flexibility. It ain't grandma's workout.
And Reinhardt saw the same influx of people in the new year as they did in the lap pool.
Heavens, yes, I have. We usually see an increase in numbers during January, and I have seen increases in the 6 classes I teach per week.
As for the effectiveness of water aerobics, you can look no further than Reinhardt herself for inspiration.
I've worked for the Y for over 25 years. I came in at over 250 pounds, out of shape, and the people were accepting and encouraging, and they changed my life.
Back on dry land, Ashley Gertler is teaching a Pilates class. Gertler teaches at the Y and Asheville Pilates and Training Partners, Inc. She tries to keep people engaged by keeping things light and fun.
It should be challenging, but it shouldn't be intimidating. And I want it to feel fun so that it's something you want to keep doing and keep trying. Because a lot of the harder things, if you can't do them, so what?
For many people, the hardest part about getting in better shape is just getting started.
Once you get in and you start moving and you start feeling better and noticing changes, you're more likely to stick with it.
Gertler says once you're into it, keeping your focus on the right goal is key.
Instead of maybe focusing on perhaps an aesthetic thing, like how you want to look, think more about how you want to feel. So when we start to notice how good we feel when we exercise and we start to find it in our everyday lives, I think that helps us stick with it because we want to keep feeling good.
And whether it's at the Y or another gym, the many hiking trails and the beautiful mountains, and all the other outdoor activities we have, there's certainly no shortage of options for getting and staying in shape here in Western North Carolina right now and for the rest of 2018. For BPR News, I'm Jeremy Loeb.